Welcome to Election Extra, heard Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11th general elections. I'm Philippe Amy. Good evening. The last time Barbados attempted to conduct a large-scale island-wide enumeration exercise was 1996. 3 decades later, the most recent attempt, which started last year, has seen controversy at various levels, with members of the public and candidates from political parties expressing concern about missing names, changes of address, and not enough time. However, speaking to Election Extra today, Chief Electoral Officer Sherlan Turton spoke at length about the entire process and the length of time Barbadians had to check, double-check, and triple-check their status on the voters list for elections. Ms. Turton also emphasized the work had not yet been complete, as an updated list is still due for release before the February 11th general election, including those persons who met Monday's deadline.
The Electoral and Boundaries Commission commenced their notifications to the public since last year. This is with respect to their ability to view the list. Our first public notice was published on Sunday, June the 22nd. Our second notice on the 29th, and persons were given until July the 16th to submit any claims or queries which they might have had. We did so similarly in November, where the first notice was published on the 23rd, the second notice on the 30th, and persons had until December the 21st to again make their claims or submissions with respect to what they would have viewed in the list. The chairman held a press conference, the chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission held a press conference on January the 10th this year, where he sought to explain to persons that, you know, there will still be other opportunities to view the list. We are statutorily obligated to publish a list by the 31st of January each year, and that would have already been done. Additionally, last year, we opened 14 centers from the 27th of October to the 14th of November, where persons were again afforded the opportunity to go in, view the list, make any claims or submissions which they might have had with respect to whether they were on or off and where they were, to let us know so that the necessary amendments could be made. We also had 30 revising centers open during the period of Tuesday, January the 20th until Monday, January the 26th, for persons to go to each constituency. A center was open in every constituency where you could go and view the list and again make your claims. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, the 27th and the 28th, those 2 days were reserved specifically for persons who wanted to raise any objections to the content of the list. The updates to the Register for Elections is continuing and will do so until Friday, February the 6th. With respect to the numbers of persons who would have taken advantage of the opening of the 30 revising centers over the past week, we will have an exact number for you. We will be able to confirm a number for you by tomorrow.
Chief Electoral Officer Sherlan Turton. A few weeks ago, following comments made by Democratic Labour Party leader Ralph Thorne, Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Aline, defended his department against accusations of political interference, outlining to Barbadians the structure of their work and what role any government would play in supporting that work.
Let me start by saying unequivocally, the Electoral and Boundaries Commission has no evidence whatsoever that there has been any attempt to steal, manipulate, or otherwise compromise the electoral process in Barbados. The degree of misinformation unfortunately calls into question the integrity of the Commission and its staff, and it certainly is my responsibility to speak as to that aspect. The EBC is constitutionally an independent body. No minister directs or controls the legislated work of the Commission. However, the EBC does rely on government arms to carry out its functions, such as the mailing of notices to the population. So when we receive a direction from the Postmaster General saying that for any postage to go free of cost, it must be stamped with the ministry under which the EBC functions, we follow it. The fact that a notice has the stamp of a ministry does not indicate that it has been issued by that ministry. We follow the laws, we follow the rules, we follow the regulations. The only entity with the ability to amend, update, or otherwise deal with the register of voters is the EBC. And we can only carry out that function as mandated by legislation.
Electoral and Boundaries Chairman Ramon Aline. This has been another edition of Election Extra, heard Monday to Friday at this time up until the February 11th general elections. I'm Philip Amy. Good evening.